We're going to talk a little bit about a program that's kind of a cooperative effort between the Atlantic YMCA, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and also the Atlantic schools. Tamara Gibson joins us today with the YMCA. We're going to visit with Cam Smith, the Atlantic Middle School principal as well. Tamara, let's start with you. It's all part of the Kids Fun and Fitness program. It's fun, it's fitness, but there's a little tutoring opportunity there for the youngsters too. Where did all this come from?
Well, we were hoping to offer some assistance to the families in the area and just kind of provide some after-school help with homework. And it turned into hopefully assisting if there are any children in the area who needed extra help with mathematics, science, or reading. So we contacted some local retired teachers, and they were really ready and able to come on in and help us out.
It's nice to have people wanting to jump on board like that with a new project especially. But this is all going to be done through the YMCA. You know, when folks think about the YMCA, they typically think about basketball or jogging tracks and things like that, weight rooms and stuff. But you're trying to provide some other things to the community.
Right. I think the YMCA is a community place, and we need to step outside of our comfort zone and offer community services. And that's, you know, with the homework help, we get 200 to 300 kids after school, and as the winter progresses, we will probably end up with more. So it's a great opportunity to offer those assistance to those children, and then also you know, have the fun things going on, but just offer a little more.
Absolutely. Well, now this all starts today. Things are getting underway today with this program after schools. How many days of the week will you be providing this?
It'll be Monday from 3:30 to 5 and Wednesday from 2 to 4.
Okay, very good. Cam, I want to bring you into this a little bit too. There's a tutoring portion to this as well. That's got to be a real direct benefit to what you guys are doing at school.
Yeah, absolutely. We offer something called Study Corner here at our school. But unfortunately, after kids put in a full day at school, sometimes the appeal of wanting to stay a little longer to do homework isn't there. So a lot of our kids are going over to the YMCA with the proximity, wanting to play sports, do some things. They're able to get over there, have a little fun, have a little fitness, but then still have the opportunity to get some assistance if they want to. It kind of gives it a less of a punitive feel than maybe staying after school does.
Well, that's true. And sometimes, you know, back in the day, we used to look at kids who needed tutoring as, gee, why? What's the problem? How come you're not keeping up with things? But really, when we think about it, our folks kind of tutored us at home, too. If we ask them some questions about homework, sometimes the resources you need aren't always there. It's nice to have people who are willing to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. And kids nowadays are more busy than they've probably ever been. They're constantly involved in either if it's an activity after school or they've got things going on at night. And so that classic homework time has changed for middle school kids. So it looks different than maybe it did 10 years ago for them. So we're offering them an opportunity to, you know, go out and have some fun here at the Y, but also get help with your homework, get the assistance you need so that later at night you can have that family time, you can be involved in those activities.
It's not the worst thing in the world to keep the youngsters busy, but you want it to be a productive kind of busy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And what we're focused on, it's the age-old problem in middle school, assignment completion. You know, the dog ate my homework, we forgot our homework, what's going on, the battle of homework. So this is just another opportunity for us to try to fight that battle.
They still use those excuses.
Every once in a while we see them.
Do they work now?
Don't work.
No, they didn't work back in the day either. Tamara, talk a little bit about the tutoring portion of it. Who's going to be doing the tutoring? Where are you finding these folks?
It started word of mouth. I started with Betty Siggins, and she was pretty excited. So it got me thinking about contacting some other teachers. We have Lynn Barnes and Joan Barnes and Bob Anderson, and we also have 5 high school students who signed up to help out and do some tutoring and work with the kids. So it's been great, and I've been pleasantly surprised at how excited people are to come in and offer these services.
Were you surprised you were able to find some high school students to step up and want to spend even more time doing school-related things?
Absolutely, and I'm actually needing some help with some other programs too, and they are willing to step in and help me there. It was a great feeling to see those. They filled out my whole schedule for 2 months.
Well, that's great. Well, this gets you started. Do you need more help yet?
I think that, yes, we will in the future. I'm hoping that as the program starts rolling, we'll get more kids. And as the families become aware that this is available, We can really try to match the kids up with what their needs are, specific needs.
Okay, very good. How will the tutoring portion work? Do the students come forward to you, or are you working in conjunction with the school to maybe identify some students who might be able to benefit from that?
It'll be mostly the kids coming to us. I have asked the middle school to contact anybody just to let the parents know, because they may not have heard that this is available. But it really will be up to the families and the kids to come to us.
Okay, very good. So it's even more school after school for the youngsters who really need the help, but an opportunity maybe to get that homework done in a timely fashion too, and to be able to better understand it. You know, Cam, it's one thing to just do homework. It's another thing to actually make it benefit you in the long term by understanding what you just did instead of just completing the assignment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure they're mastering skills, not just being able to fill out worksheets or go through questions. And ultimately, our goal is to have our students show growth when we get to the Iowa assessment time this spring. And so any help that we can have now in the fall and continue that help through the school year will only benefit the kids and help them moving forward in the right direction.
Are you surprised at all that some of the retired teachers are willing to step forward and do that? Because so many times we think about, gosh, we've worked all our life in this field, and now we get a chance to relax and kind of step away from it, that the last thing you'd want to do would be to jump right back in a similar place. But does it get them just back in their comfort zone again?
Yeah, I wasn't really surprised, because I think when you're a teacher or you're in education, you have a calling to do that. And whether you're teaching in a classroom or you're teaching at the YMCA or you're a youth coach or whatever you're doing, you have a calling to work with kids. That's something that doesn't go out when you retire. It's a wanting to help your community and wanting to help those youth. So I wasn't surprised. I'm very pleased that we have those retired teachers willing to help us.
Are concerns at all about high school students stepping in to mentor, or are these the best of the best?
Well, I don't know what students they are, but students that are willing to take time, that they're not, they're taking time away from any other activity they have to come help our kids, they're top-notch kids in my book.
Yeah. Is it surprising at all, though, that you do get kids who will step forward like this? I mean, I don't want to keep pounding on that, but gosh, when the bell rang, we couldn't wait to get away from school. I mean, we wanted to go do something else, and, these kids are going to be in a place where, you know, in some cases, others will be having a good time and, doing some different organized activities and things. Do you have any expectations at all on how many youngsters will want to take advantage of that?
No, I think we'll see kids that see the benefit in it. I think there's a great correlation between being physically active and then being able to focus on schoolwork. So, kids being able to go there, play some games, burn off some of that after school energy and then come back and do the homework. I can really envision that. I can see kids taking us up on it.
Oh, very good. Tamara, 300 plus students all funneling in at the same time after school. Yikes, that sounds like a logistical nightmare.
You know, it really is, and it's really loud. And that is where a lot of the programs that we're trying to implement this year are hoping to help just control, have maybe a controlled chaos.
Sure.
And yes, we're hoping to do the best.
Do you want to talk about some of the other activities, too? The tutoring is a big part of that. That's the productive part that kids will really be able to benefit from. But you do have a lot of other structured activities and things going on.
Well, at the same time as the tutoring on Mondays from 3:30 to 5 and Wednesday from 2 to 4, we're also going to continue with our Kids Fun Fitness, mm-hmm. Where we will play games with the kids. It can be Ultimate Frisbee, dodgeball, which they love, kickball, just simple games, and it gives them a structured time to play the games that they love with adult supervision. And also we are hoping to start a science group, and with that they will be, it's really innovative type things, so they could be building fuel cell cars. My ultimate goal is to build robots. And we have the criteria from the exchange office, and are hoping to start that next month.
Wow, some big ambitions there. And all of this, the kids can participate in all of this, including the healthy snack program and things too. That's got to cost a fortune, right? What's it going to cost these folks?
Well, we're trying to do it on a low budget, obviously. And the YMCA did receive a grant for this to go hopefully through the whole school year. And that is where the volunteers come in. To be honest, these programs aren't going to be able to happen without their assistance. Right now, I am the extent of the Fun Fitness group. So, and the snacks have been, Hy-Vee has been very generous in working with me on meeting my budgets. And they have offered to donate the snacks for the tutoring program. So they are going to provide a fruit bowl for the kids to have a snack while they before they do their homework. And just, you know, situations like that, it's the volunteers that make it happen.
Sure. So there will be a cost at all to the youngsters who participate?
No cost. And it also is free to everyone in the community. You do not have to be a YMCA member to do this. So anything to do with the Fun Fitness, the tutoring program, or our future science program.
Very good. Starts today. All that stuff going on at the Atlantic Nishna Valley Family, YMCA. Lots of opportunities for the youngsters to spend some productive time. Tamara, the camp, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with the program.